listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
Coffin's still there?
Nope. Was unable to perform the inspection.
That fucker.
Fuck no,
Shane
baby.
Shane of command?
I fucking hang the phone up. Fuck it.
Someone is going to be inside with me. If you say you guys are watching the windows, watching him. Out of the first car, you see three figures exit. Out of the second car, you see two figures exit. He has a bolt-action rifle in his hands trained on the front door. They've only been talking for a few minutes, but Mike seems calm. The figure sitting across from Mike McAllister waves his hand. Mike stands up, walks over, gets on his knees.
What the fuck, dude?
I thought you were joking.
Oh, yeah. Show me your genitals. Genitalia. Show me your genitals. Your genitals. What? Show me your genitals. Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties.
It just leaves it at that. Why? I'd
much rather... This was the cop talking to fucking Mike McAllister in the house. Yo, talking about stuff.
It
why?
Works. Show me your genitalia.
Did you ever watch The League with him?
The what?
Did you ever watch The League?
No.
He's in a show. It's funny. He's really funny in The League.
E equals MC vagina.
I can't read my own handwriting. I took some notes last session. Can't read them.
You fuck.
No idea what any of this says.
He doesn't even suck it. He just kisses it. It's badass, honestly.
Yeah, I'm glad
it would have been way better if you sucked it.
I'm glad. We don't know. We got cut off at the beginning.
Maybe it's just being cute.
You think I'm gonna come from just a kiss?
I'm glad that I got to leave you guys on that cliffhanger. I was thinking about it all this week. I'm like, what if we like never play again? Like, what would you guys do if like I died in a car accident and you have like no idea what happens?
That's fucked up.
We should get access to the hard drive. If you do die in a car accident.
I think that I should definitely set up some sort of failsafe where if I pass unexpectedly, you guys can get access to that hard drive, that Google Drive. That thing is fucking big. I pay every month for that. I think I said that before. That thing's fucking huge. And it's only gotten bigger because I have written for D&D. And though it is extensive, another week has gone by. Anybody took a little look at it. I got a little more through it,
but I'm not all the way through.
It's a lot.
I gave it a nice skim, dude. When I instantly went to
Can I get a recap of the last session?
Just leave it at that. Okay.
Fuck.
Your shirt is fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. Like, during all that, like, I read it, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
What is it? Jesus.
That's so good.
That guy's still in prison. That's fucked up. Oh, are you sipping on Bach?
I am sipping on Bach.
How is the Bach?
This is one of the best beers I've ever had in my entire life, no joke.
What season's that?
Now.
Huh?
Oh, does anyone
sunset.
Want a Yingling?
Mm.
Does anyone want a beer?
It is. With natural blueberry and citrus flavors. Shout out Line & Kugel. If Line & Kugel sponsored us, it'd be over. I'd be an alcoholic. I would. Yeah. It tastes like blueberry, though. It tastes like a blueberry muffin.
Fucking shandies.
Man. Swear to God.
The summer shandy.
I fucking love shandies.
I think that might be my favorite seasonal beer.
It's
summer
so
shandy.
Good.
Dude.
It's so good.
So in the variety
like
pack
a Phillies
you get
game
for this,
and ripping a shandy?
Oh my god, yeah,
dude,
getting the fucking getting the tall
like
boy.
It,
getting the tall boy, hell
oh
yeah.
Oh my god, there ain't nothing like it. But you get the variety pack, it's like one of these. I don't really like these, they're a little heavy. They're okay.
Do you guys have a favorite beer?
Why'd everyone just fucking
let's hear it.
Me? Yingling, probably.
Yingling is your favorite beer? Probably.
Yingling.
You don't have any confidence in that?
I'm not a big beer guy. I'm not a big alcohol.
You're not guy. I know. You're not a big...
But yeah, Yingling. Like, if I'm getting a beer, it's a Yingling. So.
Finn?
Getting a
Yeah. That or a Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra, respectable. You're a Stella guy, right?
I'm a Stella or a Corona guy.
Corona guy.
Yeah.
Chop.
Or High Life, of course. They're my three in my rotation at all times.
It's classic.
No, I used to be a Stella guy, but I had too many. Now I had to lay off.
Yeah.
I'll grab a Blue Moon wherever I go.
That's why
Blue Moon
it off.
Is good.
Blue Moon I do like Blue Moon. I used to be a big Blue Moon guy. I haven't had a Blue Moon in a long, long time.
It's great.
I could definitely crush it.
I started drinking Corona, and I just stopped drinking Blue Moons because I would only ever get Blue Moon when I went out. Now it's just kind of the same thing with me for Corona. Like, I only really, if I go to a bar, I'm drinking Corona, like, every time. Oh my god, if you like sweet shit, if you got a sweet tooth, oh my gosh, it was so crazy.
This episode crazy. Brought to you by Bonesaw Brewery for all your beer
and
Line
and Google.
Needs.
It and started Line with Google Line and Google
and Yingling and fuck it. Fuck it, this episode brought to you by beer.
Let's go. I love beer.
Give me a keep going with the recap.
America's favorite beverage, beer.
Their best guess right now?
Winters.
His dudes.
Because if it were RJ, I feel like it wouldn't be like a damaged door and like there wouldn't be tracks.
Also probably
but why not? He's a menace.
Yeah, but I don't know. He teleported out of Chup's house, so.
He was also.
Which makes it, I don't know. Oh, well, yeah.
He was seen getting in the car leaving town. I think they would have mentioned that he was dragging a coffin behind him.
Yeah, that's fair.
He probably wasn't. He probably had it like this on his shoulder.
Plus, if RJ wanted the coffin from us, I feel like he could have just been like, dude, can I get that shit?
He was holding it on his head. Like, it was like a vase or something. Like a big bowl of, like, grapes. Like, workers walk around with.
Jeez. Just so casual.
Yeah.
I just like it better, like that guy carrying, like, a 2x4 onto the job site. Got it slung on his shoulder. RJ was one of the more fun characters that I've played as an NPC. I've definitely had a lot of fun playing NPCs during the years, and for some reason I really enjoyed playing RJ.
Just, like I said, you gravitate to pedophiles.
Yeah, you do, dude. You're good at fucking weirdos. That says a lot.
RJ say anything about fucking kids himself?
No, he just tortured them, so, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, who can say?
Boys, he's taking out his wiener.
He's sticking his cock out.
He's got his cock out. Oh my god, this is crazy.
Ray's like,
shoot his dick off.
Shoot that cock.
It's better if you just monotone when you're doing it. You're just explaining, like, and his penis is out. And Mike is walking over. He's kissing his penis. The lips are around the head. He made it to the base. He might come.
Dude, I mean, it was a nice cock. I mean, what are you gonna
was it? Was it a nice cock?
You didn't get a good look.
Oh, Bush.
Bush.
What color? What's
the 70s?
Do you guys see this ending in any way other than a shootout on your current trajectory?
No. There will be blood.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in trouble if we go to the ranch.
If that is the case, and this ends in a shootout, this will be the third campaign that I have ran for Delta Green that ends in a shootout. So I look forward to see if you guys are willing to break the mold, not fall into the repetitiveness. Life is not a circle. I am not Sisyphus. I was not designed to be put in front of this table to watch men shoot other men.
Stop giving us
in my
NPCs
head.
That are trying to kill us. How about that, motherfucker? What do you want us to do?
She's just been nice the whole time.
We're trying to kill back.
One must imagine Joe happy. Anything else you guys want to throw into this recapitulation before we get to business and no. I can kill you? Well, to set the scene, Jerry and Caleb, you two sit in the van with a view of the front of the abandoned home, also able to see two Minneapolis police cruisers, each occupied with a driver, as well as a uniformed officer halfway between those cars and the house. Caleb, you've also been watching a figure lying flat on a rock off of the right side of the house, deeper into the woods. This figure, you've noticed, also has a rifle trained on the lawn of the front house. Roy, you're about 10 yards away from the van, looking through the window of the house, along with Ray, who's another 15 yards ahead of you. The two of you watch through the scopes of your rifles to see Mike McAllister on his knees in front of who you believe to be Captain Douglas Caliburn, gently kissing his erect member. Now, before we continue, I want to establish two things. One, it wasn't expressed, nobody said anything, but who among you are wearing bulletproof vests?
I thought we all were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are all wearing bulletproof vests?
Yeah, bro.
If he's got winter coats on, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So alrighty. And second, Roy and Ray, are your rifles loaded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. This scene is unfolding before you. Only Ray and Roy see it.
Can I add to?
Sure.
I am not, as I'm looking with my scope, I'm not using it as a spotting scope. I am
zeroed in?
Yes. You know, changing my spot, shoot, but I am like, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
This scene unfolds before you. What do you guys want to do?
Is he... He just...
Yep, I see that.
Do we hear this from the van or no?
No.
Lord have mercy. Let's just see how this one plays out, alright? Alright.
McAllister, still on his knees, looks up to the figure. The figure smiles. Pats McAllister on the head gently before planting a kiss of his own on McAllister's forehead. The figure leans back in the chair as McAllister kisses once, twice more. The figure begins to unzip his own jacket and unbutton his shirt rather quickly and laughs. His naked chest becomes visible, and even from this distance, Ray and Roy, you notice a large, long scar that runs from the bottom of his neck to the top of his stomach. The figure stops and says a few more words to McAllister, puts his junk back in his pants, zips them closed. Then he puts his hands on either side of Mike McAllister's head over his ears. What happens next can only be described as unbelievable as the figure's scar opens from the top to the bottom, as if in 3 or 4 inch segments, gash open like rubber bands snapping. The scar opens wide, revealing a torso-length vertical mouth, adorned with jagged teeth on either side and about a foot and a half wide at its widest section. Both of you guys roll alertness and sanity.
...28 on a 70 for alertness.
49 on an 80 for alertness.
8 on a 38 for sanity.
93 on a 47.
Okay. First of all, Roy, you're going to lose 1 point of sanity. Ray, you're going to lose 2. Both of you guys passed on alertness? Alertness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. For a split second, both of you swear that you can see a face within this opening. Eyes closed, vaguely female. A massive tongue extends from this cavernous, long ways mouth and gently licks up the left side of the teeth. The figure pushes McAllister ever so gently towards himself. Faces the figure, ecstasy. McAllister, comfort, as if he's being embraced by his mother. The figure, almost like a hug, presses McAllister's head into this chasm and flexes. The mouth snaps shut, severing Mike McAllister's head. His lifeless cadaver falls to the floor. The figure smiles to himself for a moment, begins buttoning his shirt, zips his jacket, stands up, and looks over the body. Both of you again roll sanity.
29 on a 37.
36 on a 45.
Both of you pass, and although it bothers you deeply, what happens next bothers you almost a little bit more. Both of you guys are going to lose 1 point of sanity as you notice the figure standing over the body stands there for a while. Perhaps it takes you a moment to realize this, but his right hand is positioned towards the front of his own waist, and his arm is jerking rhythmically. This all happens in a matter of maybe 10 seconds. What do you guys do?
Can I look at the other guys that he brought with that are...
Same as it ever was.
Like, just... They might as well not even know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like... Did you see what I... Did you...
Do you want me to shoot?
I don't think it's smart to right now. They're positioned.
We just got him killed.
We just got him killed. Fuck. If we get that guy hostage, I don't think that's gonna... I don't think we can keep him hostage.
Do you think we can kill him?
We could try. Shoot him in the face. We gotta get his buddies first. I mean, that thing in his chest is scary, but... His buddies have guns.
His arm is jerking faster.
Fuck, let's go back to the car.
Alright. Yeah, get up.
And I want to do it, like, very stealthily, you know? Mm-hmm.
Roll stealth. Roy, you don't have to. You're not too far away. Okay. It's easy enough for you to kind of sneak back over.
Okay.
Ugh. 79 on a 73.
You believe yourself to be well hidden. Back to the van. Do you open the door from the back? Do you open it from the side? The sliding door? The
passenger door? I open it from the side facing away from
this
okay. house.
And it dung, shutters open.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys turn around and see Roy and Ray. What do your expressions look like?
Mouth is just open and I'm like, Roy's not blinking.
I look a little ticked off. A little, like, shocked, but kind of angry. Like, eyebrows pointing a little down, you know?
I go, should I start it, or are we moving?
Nah, I still got eyes on this guy by the rock. They haven't moved. What?
Yeah, not yet.
Mike's dead.
He got a shot off?
There was no gunshot.
Thugs like RJ.
That woman that RJ was talking about ate Mike McAllister.
The fuck are you...
There was more people in the room.
No. That thing's... We're gonna call her. Can we call her that from now on?
Sure.
Well, she's kind of in RJ, right? We got that. He can teleport and he can hang from his skin. Well, she's definitely in Doug.
Okay, so let's shoot him. Did you have a shot? Shoot him.
I don't know if it's that simple, man.
I don't even think we could kill him.
All right, so what's the move?
We gotta tail him.
Dirt. It's gonna be hard to tell. What, three cars? How many cars are out there? Two cars?
We just see which one Doug goes into, right? That was who we were following. Do you think he caught on? I think that's why he killed him? Knew that it was a setup?
It's possible that...
He did something with his hand. And that's when it kind of went from a conversation to a... ritual.
Mike try to fight back at all? No. He had the gun on him.
He looked happy the whole time. He even showed Doug the gun.
Handed it right to him. He even... He got on his knees and he kissed his cock.
What are you saying? He's what, brainwashing him? Or is Mike just some scumbag? That was playing both sides.
Look, if he's willing to...
He wouldn't. He was scared to death on the way there. He wanted one of us in there. Good thing we didn't go in.
I think it's,
it was a brainwash. He wasn't in on it.
I think it's safe to assume that he told Doug about us, right? I think it's absolutely safe to assume that.
Yeah, probably.
We taking a 5-on-4, including a monster right now?
We got 2 cars. We got 5 guys in 2 cars. I think tailing them might be the best course of action.
All right. Well.
Nobody spotted you. Nobody looked, right?
No. Yeah. Not that Roy saw, right?
No.
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 Guy on the rock still there?
Yeah. Still in the same exact position. So you can also see that guy who's like halfway between the house and the squad cars.
Can I see can I see the house at all?
Yeah, you can see the front door.
You see the front door? Okay.
I'm assuming during this conversation you're actively looking there as well.
Yeah, I mean, if nobody else is looking, I'm keeping eyes on the different points.
This would be a great opportunity to trap this motherfucker, though. He's out in Linwood. He's far from Minneapolis.
I mean, we got eyes on these people. We could all take shots. We could all line up shots. At least get the cops away from him.
Well, handcuffs aren't going to stop this guy. All right,
if fucking shoot him.
What does that solve, though?
Shooting him?
We got this guy right here, right now, for the murder of Mike McAllister. If we can keep him here for that.
What does that solve for us, though? Like you said, we're not putting him in handcuffs. Only he and us get out of this is... Somebody's dead. You're gonna take that thing to trial?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
What's he doing in there? Is he still doing his
You're
thing?
You're no longer in a position to look.
Oh. We either tail him, we kill his buddies and try and trap him, or we try and be the good lawman right now and try and put him under arrest. He's not going to let that happen. They trapped RJ in a fucking freezer for a reason.
Let's trap him.
Didn't we ask him that? Didn't he say they let him? That he let him?
Look, we can't believe every word that RJ said.
I know.
They fucking hung him by his bare hands, butt naked, in a freezer that they locked. A metal freezer. How far is Golden King from here?
Farther than the center of Minneapolis. Aseo itself is on the northwest side of Minneapolis, so Minneapolis is about 2 hours away. Aseo, probably put it at like maybe 2:30.
All right, it would probably be stupid to go back to Golden King anyway. I'm thinking of where we could trap him if we wanted to do that.
I'm just thinking of the future here. Trapping him. Killing him. Where do either of those things get us? What does that solve tomorrow? You know he's not going to say a word.
He's not going to talk, you're right. We got to tail him. That's the best option.
We don't know if he's going right back to the ranch, though.
We don't know if he's going to drive us right back into a trap.
Because as far as we know, McAllister told him about us. We're fucked, man. We're fucked. If we tail him, he's going to expect that.
Like on the back, I mean, if McAllister told him about that, then why isn't he going to take a shot? Why aren't all his friends going to take a shot the second he walks out that door and tells him?
Right.
Can I grab a rifle out of the back?
Yes.
Thinking of pulling that trigger?
I'm thinking about defending us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, we should.
I had nothing in my...
There's no chance we can talk to him right now. We could talk to him. I walk outside of the van. Stealthily, I try to crawl back to the exact spot that I was in.
That's easy enough for you to do.
Okay. I just want to gauge the area. How's it looking?
In regards to... First of all, you don't know about the guy on the rocks.
Right. Just...
You still see the two drivers in the squad cars. Each squad car has a driver. You still see that guy who's about halfway between the house and the squad cars.
Okay. How's it looking in the house?
Through a rifle scope or binoculars?
Rifle scope.
Through a rifle scope, you look through and you can still see the figure. At this point, it looks like he is dragging the body. The man's penis is still out, dragging the body into what you believe to be maybe the foyer, closer to the front door. Probably about as you raise the rifle scope, the figure and the body both go out of your view.
Okay. How far are the two cop cars from me?
Maybe put it at like 100 yards.
Okay. I just let it play out.
Anybody in the van doing anything?
No, can I still see the door from where I'm at?
Yeah.
Okay.
A minute passes. 2 minutes. The front door opens. Out steps the figure that you saw, looking proud. Takes a couple steps onto the front lawn. Raises his hand rather quickly. And all the figures, all the police officers that you see, the two who are in the squad car, who could not see him, step out of the squad car. The one on the rock stands up. The one who is halfway between the squad cars and the house stands at attention. Each of the men point their weapons directly at their own heads and fire. You guys hear from the van, and as well as you, Roy, on the rock, a cacophony of gunshots as all four of the bodies fall to the ground. The figure calmly walks towards the first squad car. He's maybe about halfway there.
I get the fuck up. I sprint back into the van.
Everybody sees that.
We're following him.
Once he gets in his car,
I turn the car off. Gets in the first squad car. It's pointed forward on the road. He pulls up and into the driveway-ish for the house, backs out, makes a K-turn to drive upwards from the way he came. He begins to drive away.
And begin to trail.
Everybody roll alertness.
Six on an 80.
Critical success.
53 on a 68.
65 on a 69.
48 on a 70.
Who passed?
Everybody.
Everybody who passes notices that the car, as it drives out of this K-turn, runs over the two police officers who came out of the squad car. You're not sure whether it was on purpose or by accident. Ray, this occurred absolutely by accident. It did not seem purposeful at all, almost as if that was the direction he was going. Drives off after those two quick bumps and begins driving.
Not how you run over two people by accident.
I'm fucking...
Do we have a police radio?
You do. It's currently unplugged, I believe.
Okay.
No, since you said that they wouldn't be able to track it, I left it plugged in.
Okay, all right.
You want me to call Lang?
Quickly, though, one thing that I do want to establish. Describe to me how you are trailing him.
As fast as I can without losing control in the snow. But I'm keeping a healthy distance behind him.
Describe a healthy distance to me.
Do we have his, I'm assuming at some point we knew the car number.
Yeah, you were able to get that.
Okay, so we like know what
patrol car number. Yeah.
Yeah.
249.
Healthy distance. Like. I don't know, like, fucking, I mean, is it pretty straight out here, or is it going to be fucking hilly where I can't see him?
It's a pretty straight road. You know that the road is pretty straight between here and the gas station.
I keep, like, 75, 100 yards between each other.
Okay. You begin driving, coming back off the hill onto that main road. You pass the bodies. They're not hard to miss, just laying on the road like that. And you begin following them.
Was that the same hand motion as when he, the one he gave to Mike as well?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Like same ballpark about, maybe?
This one was a little higher, maybe.
Okay.
And real quick, Jerry, roll drive for me too.
I mean, is there a chance that Mike didn't tell him? He killed those guys, maybe he's headed right to the ranch. Why not have them kill us? Why?
We're gonna fucking hope.
Do you want me to call Lang? I can get some guys to go to the house. Mike McAllister's dead.
You could get Lang killed.
Do we have any interaction with Mike on paper?
Just anything to stir.
Shit. He's got your phone number.
Mike?
Doesn't he have your home number? How'd he call?
We called him.
When he called back from the
right
hotel room.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's why I want to call Lang and tell him to get the fuck out.
These are the Minneapolis cops that just go missing and you never hear from again. If Lang runs into the people that are trying to pick these bodies up, Lang's fucked. Lang is a dead man.
Well, at a minimum, let's just get him out of my house.
Yeah.
I think we can explain that away. We gave the number to him days ago after the press conference.
Right. Okay, yeah.
What'd you get on drive?
74 on 55.
Gotcha.
Fucking swerving.
Give me the phone. I'm gonna call Lang.
Officer Lang, Aaron Lang, you there? Copy, go for Lang. How we doing? How you doing? I am well. I have Sergeant Greg Atkins alongside with me too. Oh, he came back? Correct. Alright, listen, I need both of you end our subject. And if you wouldn't mind my dog, I'd need you to leave my house. I don't think it's safe there. Copy that. Any particular place that you suggest? I can figure it out on my own if it's a problem. Figure it out on your own. I'll find out later. Copy that. Over and out. Over and out.
Thinking back to it, Weiss Clay's head couldn't have been bitten off, could it? It was definitely blown off.
You're not a coroner.
Well, there was blood all over the ceiling and shit.
Well, Davy Jones did an autopsy, correct?
He did, and that is what he said. Also, along with the pellet shots that were kind of embedded in the baseboards of the headboard. Actively trailing who you believe to be Captain Douglas Caliburn. You are keeping a quote-unquote comfortable distance between the two of you, and eventually you hit some main roads after passing not only mile marker 420.69, but as well as the gas station that you first called Mike McAllister. The car in front of you, drives fairly calmly, nothing erratic, not going over the speed limit, and eventually hits main traffic. They hit the center of Linwood and begin driving northward. Probably about 5 minutes from the police station at this point. Any conversations that you guys have? Driving for about maybe 10 minutes at this point.
Roy's just nervous, honestly. He's not saying anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we need the cavalry now, but if we're just getting an address and coming back again. But fuck. We gotta get something out of this. Yeah. That can't be for nothing.
Right. Who knows how close we're going to be able to get.
The car hits a main road that eventually goes to a highway and gets on the highway. You continue to follow?
Mm-hmm.
Onto the highway, heading northbound towards Minneapolis. You hit the freeway.
Fucking going.
10 minutes go by. Maybe you might lose him for a second here or there, but he's only a few cars ahead. He's not swerving in and out of traffic. You're keeping a good pace. The roads are completely clear on the highway here. Another 20 minutes go by.
How's this driving?
Roll human intelligence.
On an 80.
Speed limit 65. You would bet your life, nickels and dimes, that he is going 65 miles per hour.
Okay.
Still driving?
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes go by. 30 minutes go by. You guys have been following for 45 minutes. Stop me if you guys want to have any conversations, because I would imagine that this 45 minutes is not completely in silence.
I would just like to say that, like, maybe we at this point are giving you guys the details, right? Of like,
yeah, how it really went down.
Yeah. Which I am trying to. I'll say this: I am trying to remember if McAllister did say anything, man. After once the gesture, I'm trying to remember if any words came out of that man's mouth. And I don't. I want to say it didn't.
If there was, it was maybe a mutter. Two or three words. If that.
Okay.
How'd he seem before this gesture? Did he change? Did his mood change afterwards? I know his actions did, but his demeanor change? Did he seem like before that happened, the Mike that we've been interacting with?
He was, like, comfortable at first. He seemed like he was not nervous, but not overly confident, just having a conversation. And then all of a sudden, he was, like, a little too comfortable. A little too happy to be there.
Right. Warm. Welcoming, like what was... He knew it was going to happen, and he wanted it.
Another 10 minutes. 5 minutes after that, you guys have been following this car for an hour. It stayed on this highway. Has not taken any exits. Continue following the car. Now I will say, I just want to make this clear, that you guys have had time. So if there are any conversations that need to come up, interrupt me at any point during this. Because you will not have a chance to go back and say, oh, well, we talked about it on the drive. Okay? Another 15 minutes. 15 minutes after that.
Do we have the pictures on us, by any chance? The fucking pictures that... The file. Didn't we bring the file?
Yeah, I've been, like, carrying these canisters, like, on person. Like, most of the time. I mean, I didn't, like, have them on my back while we were while I was laying at the house. But, like, they're in the van. Yeah. They've been on person.
Let's take a look at all the ranch pictures that we got. All the ranch pictures, right? I just want to make sure we're all 100% familiar with as much info as possible, right, before we get near it. So we know that that's the ranch once we see it.
Do we have the ones on us too, the hopefully blurred out ones?
Of the inside?
That Curtis pointed out were from that particular cabin in his creepy ass voice.
From that particular cabin.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you do have those pictures as well.
Yeah, I want to look at those too. So, just going off my memory, Bobby Tillman, I mean, we saw Dan Winters there. It's not in the picture. So, Bobby Tillman, Dan Winters, RJ,
Marsha.
Nancy was not in these images. Was Sean?
No, I don't believe so. I think it was Lucas.
Yes.
And who's the other guy? There's one more guy. The other guy that died.
Lucas is the Greek guy, right?
Yeah, what's his name, son?
Lilo.
Lino.
Yeah, Avalone.
Yeah.
He was not in the pictures.
He was not, so it was just the ones we named before that.
Bobby, Marsha, who you believe to be RJ Quinnen, and Dan Winters.
There wasn't another,
there was a picture of Lucas Idons.
Idons, yes.
Okay. All the child pictures, right? The blurred, the censored ones. So some of the backgrounds were wooden walls, right?
Yeah, like wood paneled walls.
Wood paneled. And the...
With a red carpet.
With red carpet. And the pictures of the ranch from the outside with Bay Street. Was that a actual log cabin with logs?
No.
Okay.
Just no. I mean, like... Not like Lincoln Logs,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But like you've seen cabins architected in such a way to have these like thin kind of spindly logs that are more like a faux paneling, faux siding on the outside.
Right.
And it's just a normal regular home on the inside.
Right.
That's what this appears to be.
Okay. Okay. If we get targeted... If we show up and we reach a point where people are going to be hostile towards us, we could either turn around and drive the fuck home, or we could keep going. I'm not much of a shooter. I'll be honest with you guys.
Yeah, I kind of like to see what kind of reaction we might provoke if we turned around. Them having realized we found them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're...
I mean, who's to say they're going to realize? What if he pulls up to the ranch and then we see the ranch and we just go straight?
That's the best case
scenario. Come back another day. Tomorrow.
Right.
We don't have to confront right now. We just need to find out the location.
Right.
And, I mean, get a plan together. I mean... All we've been doing is winging it.
Yeah.
Where's that gotten us?
Yeah.
A lot of people dead.
Right. Once we get off this highway, we should radio to Lang and just have him write down maybe the exit number. We're too far.
We can,
We're too far to radio
for
to
the
Lang.
Listening audience. I raised my hand as if I wanted to be called on.
Yeah. Why
yes,
can't we,
out of coverage?
Okay. Is there any way we can kind of very slyly send a message through state police? I believe the Fat Force might still be holding some clout.
Can we reach the state police on the radio?
Yes,
absolutely.
There wouldn't be something in here that would track coordinates, right?
Yeah, in what regard?
Like, it just shows you a little... It's a little radar. That didn't exist yet.
No.
Why the fuck would that exist?
Well... I mean, coordinates did exist, but not like,
a satellite.
Not
yeah.
a global positioning yeah. system. Not to say that there weren't satellites. There were satellites. I just don't know if they had use outside of the military.
So you can't just, like, drop a pin and then, like, share it
in the group chat? No, you cannot.
No?
Drop your current location to Lang.
All right, yeah, once we find our exit, we should radio to state police. Hey, can you write this down for us? Also, that way, if you know, things go south for us, at least Linwood Falls might be able to get their hands on what exit we went missing off of.
My only thing is Minneapolis, where we're going, for close to there. They tracking radios up. They know we're working with state police. That's open airways. It's not
right.
It's not a private line.
Right. Fuck, it is risky.
We're not gonna go missing.
I love how confident Jerry is in his driving.
We're not.
They're not gonna see us.
Dude, I imagine you fucking dude, you're gripping at 10-2, you got a cigarette in your mouth, yeah. The windows rolled down.
We're all talking shit on this plane.
I'm driving like this with like my elbow out the window. Guys, we're not gonna go missing. We don't need to contact anybody. This is our case. We can remember the exit ourselves. We can write it down.
Yeah, alright. I guess, see if there's any... I guess we have a pen. Pad.
Sure.
Start writing down directions.
Drives for a little bit longer. 10 minutes. Another 10 minutes past that. And he takes an exit. Signage reads, Minneapolis.
Okay.
You guys have been driving for 2 hours at this point. It's probably around like 4:30 in the afternoon. He begins to drive into Minneapolis.
This motherfucker's going home.
Better be the fucking ranch. If it's not, I'm chucking a Molotov at his house and dipping. You don't got a ring
the
camera.
The ranch is a house. You don't got a ring camera. Minneapolis.
Think about how easy
it's
it was
a bar called
then,
the ranch.
Seriously,
it's a fucking bar.
How easy it was back then to commit
arson.
Yeah, dude. In 1970, I can literally just create a Molotov cocktail so easy, and then just drive by. Whoops. Oopsie. No ring camera to see me. Dude.
Yeah, dude. Fuck ring camera cameras for that.
Dude, there was no arson. Cameras in general. It was so easy.
Yeah,
it was so easy.
The car
do bad shit.
It's an intersection and gets in the left turning lane. Light goes green, car makes a left, drives for another 3-4 blocks, makes a right, drives for another 3-4 blocks, makes a left, and passes and enters Minneapolis PD.
Fuck.
A structure much larger than your police station, but still moderate in size. Several... You would probably put it at maybe close to 100, maybe 150 cars in the parking lot. Multiple floor building. This figure drives into the parking lot.
Is there something across the street we could park in? Like a store or something?
Roll luck.
Six. On a 46.
Looks like a sporting good outlet. Directly across the street. Nice. Parking lot, fairly large.
Alright. I just gesture over to the lot for Jerry.
You pull in? Sorry, am I interrupting you?
No, you're good. I already said I parked. That's why I'm okay. My bad.
Do we have a view of the car that he parked?
Do you keep an eye on it?
Yeah.
Maybe as Jerry pulls into the parking lot, you maybe have to go to the back window to keep an eye on it. But you watch it. It doesn't exit the view. It parks in the drive, the parking lot there. He opens the door and gets out. And what are you guys all doing? Where in this parking lot are you parking? It's a fairly large parking lot. Are you parking near the entrance? Are you parking further down? How good is the view of the parking lot?
How crowded is it?
Fairly crowded, but maybe I'd say this parking lot is about at half capacity, maybe.
Park like somewhere in the middle, but where I could, there's like no cars in front of me that I could see.
Okay.
But and not like right up front.
You're parking with the windshield facing across the street?
Yep.
Okay. Easy enough to do.
And I'll turn the car off and the lights off.
Turn the car off, turn the lights off. It is getting a little bit darker now. Just a heads up.
I guess I pull out the binoculars, trained on that car.
Okay. He opens the door and gets out.
I don't know how long he's going to be here, but I don't have anything else to do today. I'll take first shift watching them.
Now we wait.
Yeah, it's fine with me. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll even see Danny Boy walking out of here. Bigger fish to catch.
We wouldn't know that he would have a specific car. Dan Winters, like, we wouldn't know that the chief of police would have a specific squad car.
Roll luck.
Jeez. 69 on a 39. How's my luck 39?
Would you like to... Well, no. Here's how. Here's how. No, I can tell you how.
No. That's crazy.
No, you don't know. Who's watching where, looking for what?
So Roy sees Caleb with the binoculars, right? Trained at the station.
Would I need binoculars to see this?
Yes.
Okay.
So Roy is slightly paranoid looking in the parking lot and kind of just making sure we weren't... I wanted to say it too when we were pulling up that, like, if we're making all these lefts and rights and fucking straights and, like, Roy was looking backwards and being like, is there any, like, we're following this motherfucker.
Roll alertness. Okay. Also, I just, if you guys have any questions about this layout, throw it at me. It is a fairly long parking lot leading up to this police station. Like I said, you notice him get out of the car and walk towards the front door. Alertness?
88 on a 70.
Yeah, you weren't followed for sure.
Okay.
Is there any... Is there any doors that aren't the main entrance that are visible from where we are?
Looks like three different doors. One's on the side. You guys are angled to kind of see the side entrance. There's actually two main entrances, one in the middle, one off to kind of the left side, and it looks like there's a metal door off to the far, far right side where the building kind of changes from this brick to more of a concrete.
Okay. I want to look on the far right side.
Okay.
I'm looking at the right. If anyone wants to keep an eye on the other side, I think...
I'll watch the other side.
We all got a general eye on the middle.
Yeah.
Unless, Caleb, you want to train in the middle.
There's also a... I don't want to say driveway, but a length of the parking lot that extends up the left side into what you can only imagine, if you're thinking about your own police station, would lead to a back lot. With a, you know, a posted guard that the thing comes up and down on, off to the left side.
How much money that the coffin's in there right now? Or fuck, maybe it's at the ranch already, but...
Yeah, I would say it's probably at the ranch.
About 5 minutes have passed, and you guys all notice from out of that back lot that I just described, three unmarked white vans exit, driving fairly fast, coming out and making a right.
Does it look exactly like our white van?
No. It's like a gray van that you guys have. It's more like a shale. Is that what it is?
So they have child predator vans, and we don't have child predator vans.
You have plumbers vans.
Plumbers van. Okay. Yeah.
Should I follow those cars?
You said before. Anybody else think they're there to go clean up a scene?
Yeah. That's probably where they're going.
Let's hold.
Yeah. Let's hold. I don't want to follow them back there.
Right. Tenant's going to have a hell of a lot of questions when comes across his desk.
Yep.
There is a quadruple homicide and his entire force wasn't there.
Another 5 minutes go by.
Hell, would it be the night shift now?
No.
We're still on shift right now?
Yep.
Okay.
What time is it? About
4:45. Everybody roll alertness.
24
on an 80.
72 on a 69.
9 on a 68.
49 on a 70.
Roy, Ray, and Caleb, you guys have been watching this whole time. People are coming and going in from the front door. Just because I'm not describing it doesn't mean that it's not happening. People are coming in and out. No one who piques your interest. It's not like, oh my god, there's Dan Winters. But you do notice who you believe to be Captain Doug Caliburn exit from where he came in, the front door, make his way back to the parking lot.
How long has it been?
I'd put it at maybe half an hour.
It's about 5 o'clock, though. It's time to clock out, maybe.
He's walking in the parking lot.
You want to trail him?
What else are we going to do?
Do we have his home address?
No.
We didn't have that from the file?
Nope.
Okay.
Roll. Bureaucracy.
/62 on a 47.
What are you guys doing?
Is he getting his car?
He seems to be looking for his car. Walking up and down the rows.
But we know where his car's at, right?
Mm-hmm. He is past it.
Okay.
Is there personal vehicles here too?
Yes. About half the lot seems to be police vehicles, the other half seem to be regular cars.
Do we have a full view on every car in the lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anyone else in the lot?
Yeah, one other person looks like they're backing in a pickup truck.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait for him to find his fucking car, get in it, right. Identify the car, follow it.
It takes some time, but you notice he walks past a white sedan, unable to make the make or model from this distance. He passes it maybe 3 or 4 times until he walks past it a fifth time. Puts his key in the door, unlocks it, and gets inside. Starts the car up and does not pull out yet.
Did he look like he was looking for the car, or he was inspecting the car itself?
Looks like he was looking for this car.
Can we see windows through the front of the building?
Yes, but they're not as large as yours.
Can I try and point us, like, the most magnified lens that I can at every window and see if I can see anyone trying to peep? I know it's, like, very far, but...
Yeah, roll search. Whatever you roll, add 20 to it.
Can we tell, with binoculars or whatever, what kind of make and model this white car is?
No. Like I said, from this distance, it's still kind of hard.
What about if you have binoculars?
That's what he just said.
He said with binoculars.
So all we have is, like, standard size sedan, kind of?
Yes. Okay. Like I said, remember, I said this parking lot is very long. So from, like, it's skinny. It goes up far. And this car was kind of towards closer to the building.
109 on a 64.
Nobody's looking at you.
Okay.
Can I see him in the car at this point?
No, and again, it's not a problem of distance. It's also a problem of just being blocked in by other cars. Because you're not up higher. You know what I mean?
Okay, I want to look... I guess if he's taking time in this car?
He has not pulled out yet.
If it's that he's doing something in the car, or if this is a new car to him. Like, adjusting the seat. He adjusted the rear view mirror.
Roll human intelligence.
Yeah, I'm looking for the same exact things.
Roll human intelligence.
Fuck. 70 on a 78.
85 on a 57.
Ray, you get that sense. He couldn't find it. If he parked it, he must have known where it was. And he's taking kind of a decent amount of time, and then you see one thing that kind of, yeah, that's what's going on. He puts the window down and presses his thumb against the left mirror the side view mirror, and just kind of presses it to angle it differently.
That's what I was originally going to ask you. Is it a luxury car or not? Because if he's...
It does not seem to be at this point. It doesn't have, like, a classic shape
a nice
like
car,
that.
Right? Like...
These are, right, I think we know whose car this is, right? This is one of the guys that...
Oh, yeah.
Got.
So. Oh, is that what you were saying? I was thinking that maybe he talked to Winters. Winters said, make sure you're not tailed, switch cars.
Yeah, and then he took one of the guys that got.
Yeah.
It's a burner car now.
Right.
Yeah. He starts to drive out, backs out, and begins making his way towards the entrance exit.
Hell, I mean, I guess I'm just looking for signs of hope and anything, but if he's driving a brand new beater car, doubt he's taking that thing home.
Turn the car on and I'm following.
But if he is worried about being tailed, maybe we keep a
I'm gonna keep a distance. Keep a good distance. Keep a car or two in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just record the tags and all. Make sure if we lose them, we can find them.
Can I start new directions from the police station?
Yes. He is positioned with his left turn signal on near the exit. At this point, you get a plate number. QCW311. Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa, whoa. And he makes a left.
And I hang a Larry.
You are across the street from him if he's making a left.
Well, I'm on my way, and then I hang a Larry.
A Rory.
He's across the street. He's coming out. He's making a left. So he's going to your right.
Put him up. Put him up.
You can put him up.
You know what I mean. God damn it. Fuck.
Just to clarify, you're making a...
hanging a Ryan.
Making a right coming out of the sporting goods outlet. Tailing behind him.
Tailing behind him, keeping about one or two cars in between me and him.
Roll drive.
What is it? Jesus fucking Christ.
No.
Oh God.
Who bought these again? The DM? God damn, the fucking rolls have been god awful.
God, you got any program points over
what
there?
What was it?
95.
Oh, it's not a 95, it's a 35.
Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
You believe yourself to be well hidden.
Fuck. Crashed right into a tree.
Do we believe him to be well hidden?
That you didn't... No, I'm not playing that game with you. He's driving, he knows what he's doing, and you're probably focused on other things. Because you trust Jerry above all else.
Wow. Absolutely.
Keep it a two-car distance. He drives 1, 2, 3 blocks, and then he makes a left into a shopping plaza. He enters the shopping plaza and drives behind the stores. There's a couple buildings here, nail salon, there's like a dog groomers and a pizza place, a corner store. He drives behind all of them. What do you do? Quickly.
Is there like something behind, you know what I mean? Is it back up to other stores? Is it like a fence line with a development? Is it woods? Is it, can we just like tell what's
behind?
It
seems to be some sort of unindustrialized area.
How long
I don't want to say, I don't want to say like woods, because it's not woods, but it's not commercialized in any way. Empty land is okay. How I would describe it.
Okay. Yeah, some shrubs or bushes.
Yeah, yeah. Brush. I don't want to say woods, because it's not like woods, but...
Gotcha.
Okay, so the way I'm imagining it is he turns right and then like... drives behind the building and then he's going that way.
Yeah.
How long is the building?
Pretty long.
Okay.
It's probably about
Soon as I can't see him anymore, I want to skirt up next to the building, park it, get out, and I want to just peek across and see if he goes around it or not.
Okay. Hold on. What are you doing?
I want to see if he...
He goes in, behind the building. You are pulling into this plaza to begin.
Yeah.
Okay.
But after I can't see him anymore.
You can't see him.
Okay, yeah. Then I pull in, and then I pull up to the left of the building.
Okay, so you pull up farther.
He wouldn't be able to see me. Yeah.
Dark as night. How? Headlights on or off?
Off.
Okay.
What are you doing?
What the hell are you doing right now, Jerry?
I'm not trying to lose him. And if he's gonna get out and do something shady, we need to at least see it.
Dude,
we're not gonna lose him behind the building.
This might be a...
If he turns back around, if he does a 180, there's going to be a van staring right at him.
Why would he do a 180?
Car is
parked.
If
there's somebody tailing him.
Car is parked. What are you doing, Jerry?
We
I
can
get
stand.
Out and I look.
The door
across
opens.
The, across the the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, so you kind of scurry up against the wall. What are you guys doing?
I can't believe he got out of the fucking car.
Jerry opens the door, gets out of the car.
I'm letting him do it.
Okay. Fuck. Do you peek over the corner?
I just like, he would never be able to see me. I
just
you know whether or not he could see you?
Yeah, of course.
You turn your head to see a shotgun barrel pointed at your face.
Nice.
I'm kidding. I shouldn't do that because I really drop shit like that all the time. No, you peek your head over and you see him with the car parked. He's behind the car on his knees near the back of the car.
Do I hear any of them get out, or is it just me?
It's just you. I don't think anyone else is getting out.
I'm just staying where I'm at and I'm watching what he's doing.
Slowly, you can see, and maybe your eyes kind of focus in the dark. It looks like he's changing the license plates.
Okay.
He's on his knees with a screwdriver, and there's a license plate by his side.
What a prick. Fuck this guy.
Okay.
Anybody gonna grab him? We can't.
He would have moved.
But if he does a 180, he's going to come right out, and he's going to see that there's a van watching him.
Yeah, we're going to back out.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
He secures the new license plate on, and you can't see it from this distance in the dark.
As soon as he gets back in the car,
he's
going to run back to the
he's
car.
He's making his way back to the
run
car.
Run back to the car.
Back to the car. In the passenger seat, or in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm. And I get in.
As you get in, I'm like, all right, back it the fuck up.
I started immediately, and I start backing up.
Okay. Start backing up.
Mm-hmm. If I park in a spot, is there a spot that I could park where I can see? Is it just one entrance? Is this one outlet?
So you were able to see since you took a look back there, there's only one way in and one way out.
I just back up.
Or he could go out the way he came in or come in the way
I back up, obviously. But I park in a spot as quick as I can, and I turn the lights off.
Roll drive.
40 on a 55.
Let's go.
Very quickly, you whip the wheel to kind of skirt yourself into a spot, make it even, put it in park. If you critically failed that, I was going to have you hit someone's bumper behind you.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. It would have been great if it was like you thought you were in reverse and you hit drive. You're going to hit you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh shit.
It's just like a normal thing. We're like, hey, like, do you want to call the police or should we just deal with insurance at this point? Like, I don't know how you want to work this.
I get it in park. Everyone's kind of freaking out, and I'm like, he's gonna come out. He was changing his license plates.
Motherfucker.
He's up to something. And I just watch the entrance for him to come out.
Minute passes, and you see headlights before you see the car. Actually, roll alertness.
57 on a 69.
It was completely dark, and then immediately headlights. It wasn't like gradual headlights, so you have the feeling that he turned his headlights on. Instead of just having the headlights on and then coming around the corner. Turns around the corner and begins to exit the plaza.
New plates, can we see them?
Yes, new plates are going to be LL49VI.
Is there a light nearby? Does he turn into a light or what?
Roll luck. You little bitch.
54 and a 46.
Would you like to re-roll?
No.
Okay. He begins to exit the parking lot.
I turn my car on and I begin to trail again.
Okay, roll drive one more time.
A 53 on a 55.
Let's go! Nice.
This time you feel particularly confident that you are keeping a decent enough trail. As he exits, makes a left, begins driving down the street. He hits a light, red light, and you're maybe like a car or two behind. Goes through another intersection, and then another one, and then he drives straight for maybe about four or five blocks before he makes a left. He's going kind of fast. You're not going to lose him, but he is increasing his speed as he goes another maybe five or six blocks, and then he pulls off and parks on the sidewalk. Not like on the sidewalk, but on like the on the side of the street there. Taking inventory of what's around you, you see a couple things. You see a park off to your right, a row of buildings off to your left, one of which looks like an apartment building. What do you do with the car?
I go into the apartment building, and I park in the apartment building.
There's no parking lot for it. It's like parking on the side of the road.
Oh. Park parking?
Paid parking? You don't see like a parking complex.
For the park?
Oh, park parking for the park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's around the corner. So you'd have to go up and then make a right for some, there's like a couple spots over there specifically for the park.
Is it close enough that we would be able to run out and get a view of this guy crossing the street?
If you got out of the car, if you got out of the van.
Okay. I go, I mean, I'm driving, so can I be like, where do you guys want me to park?
Currently on the corner of 14th and Violet.
Did the car turn off, his car?
Jerry was driving. Unless he comes to a stop, you're not going to be able to tell.
Got it.
I don't want to park on the side of the road like he did. I want to... Fuck it. I'm parking in the parking lot.
Okay. So, he parked on the left side of the street. You're making a right and parking on... In like there, it goes in and it's maybe like a dirt lot that can fit maybe six cars.
Mm.
And there's a spot for you.
Just park as fast as I can.
Okay. You don't have a view of his car or the apartment building or any of the buildings on that street.
I just look at you guys and I'm like, think fast. Do you guys want to find out where this guy lives?
Let's go. I get out of the van.
Get out of the van.
And oh. I bring the rifle. Actually, it's pistol.
I don't. Outside. I just have my pistol with me. Rifle.
It's just kids playing.
Pistol.
Okay. Everybody getting out of the van?
No, I'm not getting out of the van.
Caleb, you're staying? Right?
I'm out.
I'm going to get out, but I kind of want to not keep up with you guys and kind of look at your surroundings and kind of be there watch.
Gotcha. Copy that. Jerry.
I bring two glow sticks.
Gotcha. Jerry, Roy, you guys step out of the van, make your way where?
Wherever the closest spot is where I can get a view of across the street and maybe his car.
Probably the corner. There's a couple bushes that kind of obfuscate the view a little bit, but if you kind of like step to the side, you can see his car, which is off.
Do I see him?
Roll search. It's dark, but the car is under a light.
Can I actually snag the binoculars and then catch up with Jerry?
Yeah.
And
you're looking through the binoculars?
Yep.
Fuck. Okay.
A 70 on a 69.
If you're looking through the binoculars, you can see the car. He is still in the driver's side. It looks like he's fiddling with the glove box.
Okay. I'm like, yeah, he's still in the car.
All right, good.
Hasn't gotten out yet.
Gets out of the car a few moments later, steps up to the front door of this unmarked apartment building, puts a key in the lock in order to open the glass door in the front, steps inside, and the door closes behind him.
Is there a name of the, like, do I see a sign that maybe indicates the apartment?
No signage.
Are there like balconies or anything like that?
Not on this front facing side. You're not sure.
There's
if
no
maybe
windows?
On the back. There are windows.
It's probably about
5 stories high.
I want to just watch the front of this building for the next like 5 minutes to see if any lights in any of these floors or wherever
turn on. Okay.
Give me like the, like, how's this apartment building looking? Does it seem
not high end?
Like low end or not like, high end?
Yeah, no, I was thinking that
roll human intelligence. If you're thinking about that too, you said?
Yeah.
You want to roll too?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Human?
Yeah.
92 on a 78.
That's a cop. A 10.
Is there something you wanted to do, Roy?
Yeah, so this is
79.
This is near or on the corner of 14th and Violet.
This apartment building occupies the corner of 14th and Violet. What'd you roll for human intelligence?
10.
10. This is the shittiest part of Minneapolis. Yeah. Easily the shittiest part of Minneapolis.
I want to say to Roy, this isn't where he lives.
Absolutely not.
He's holding something here, or this is just that guy's house. The other cop.
I doubt another officer is living in a building like this. Granted, it's possible.
Maybe he wasn't even an officer. I don't know.
Did they have...
They had uniforms on.
Okay. Yeah, I sit and wait too.
Yeah. I don't know. He was fiddling in the glove box and then came out. I don't know.
I mean, that's true. It could be this guy's place. Either way, we know where it's at. We can go back to the station and track it.
Any lights?
You watch diligently for any lights that come on as the cold creeps in, looking at the corner of 14th and Violet Street, this apartment building, with the person who you believe to be Doug Caliburn walking into, and that's where we're going to pick up next session.
Copy.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.